But probably since about 2000, we have used Adjuvant Online in our clinic and found it very useful, again, for stratifying patients, usually whether to give them chemotherapy or not. I'm sure most of you will be familiar with this, but having entered various demographic and pathological data here, the output from Adjuvant Online gives you three key pieces of information. One is the survival at 10 years with no additional therapy. In red are the number of breast cancer-related deaths, and in blue are the deaths from other causes. And it's this area in red that you can reduce or affect by your adjuvant therapy. And it tells you the additional benefit from hormone therapy, here 10%, for chemotherapy, 8%, and the combined therapy, 16%. So we have found this very useful both for clinicians. It's very user-friendly. It's very good for setting thresholds for individual treatments. But in addition, it is appropriate for a certain number of patients, as we heard earlier, in terms of shared decision-making.